Going back to our top story now, and Diptyque Laurent joins us to bring us the reactions of the day three of the Democratic National Convention. We've seen lots of high-profile speeches, including from Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, that's right. Oprah Winfrey did make a surprise appearance on day three at the Democratic National Convention, really adding a lot of gravitas to Kamala Harris's nomination. The U.S. TV host and personality added her name and fame to the Harris-Waltz ticket. That's what the conservative American magazine National Review puts on its front page. I've been reading a lot of the running commentary of this third day on the magazine's website, and there were some interesting comments, notably around Oprah Winfrey's appearance. This journalist here saying that Oprah Winfrey's appearance is further proof that Kamala Harris is inheriting the Barack Obama mantle in a way that Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden did not. And so Oprah Winfrey's appearance certainly not just adding gravitas, but perhaps symbolism as well to the kind of candidate that Kamala Harris wants to be.
And Dipti, what are the conservative papers saying about Kamala Harris?
Well, let's stay with the National Review. A scathing review from the magazine of Kamala Harris. They say she's wafer thin, someone who is not as compelling or commanding as Obama or Trump. She lacks signature issues. She feels manufactured and is a default candidate. That's what the magazine says of Kamala Harris. You also have the Wall Street Journal today, the editorial board also expressing its skepticism around Kamala Harris's nomination. They say she hasn't really done any tough question interviews, and no one really knows what she believes, and she hasn't been fully vetted, even if the paper says that in the past the Democratic Party did have a history of nominating relatively unknown personalities as presidential candidates, Bill Clinton, for instance, Jimmy Carter. However, Kamala Harris is really quite unknown right now. Americans are, I quote, expected to embrace her mainly because she isn't Donald Trump. And finally, you have the Washington Post as well, which says that the Democrats have set her up for success. She has to stick the landing, and that will be her big job on day four and the final day of the Democratic National Convention, when she'll be speaking, a lot hinging on her performance on Thursday, Karis.
And there's obviously been lots of focus on Tim Walz, who closed out Wednesday with his own speech after accepting the vice presidential candidate nomination.
Yeah, that's right. And he's the focus of this article from the New York Times today. Tim Walz, the Minnesota governor, really appealed to public school educators by reminding everyone of his time as a teacher. He also spoke about his family's troubles conceiving children. His very earnest, forthcoming admissions about him, about his life as well. This ability to share his emotions is a trait that the New York Times tells us about today. It's called jock insurance. It's a very clever term to describe men who possess, you know, masculine bona fides like football or hunting or military service, but behave in ways that seem at odds with conventional masculinity and don't appear weak for this. So another possible member of this club, Travis Kelce, a.k.a. Taylor Swift's boyfriend, who is often seen holding her purse, for instance, or crying in public. It's a little reductive, but you get the idea of how the New York Times sees Tim Walz.
All right, Dipti, and moving on to other news, you've found an article from The Guardian about Elon Musk's controversial Tesla Gigafactory being built in Berlin.
Yeah, it's quite unfathomable, but The Guardian says that according to satellite images, around 500,000 trees were felled to make way for this Gigafactory, this Tesla Gigafactory near Berlin. Satellite images show 329 hectares of forest were cut down between 2020 and 2023. And according to an environmental intelligence company, that's the equivalent of 500,000 trees. It's raised, the construction of the site has raised mass protests and also big discussions about the trade-offs in moving to a green economy, in this case, destroying the environment, reportedly, to save it.
All right, and finally from you, one half of the world's most famous gay penguin couple has died.
Yeah, that's right. Male penguins Sven and Magic, they shot to fame at Sydney Aquarium in Australia back in 2018 because they partnered up and also fostered two penguin babies. Their love story captivated people all around the world. It inspired a Mardi Gras float in 2021. It's been a pop culture reference in books, TV series, and so forth. Sven, I could not tell you which one is Sven, but Sven passed away early August at the age of 11. It's believed he died of natural causes. The team at SeaWorld actually took Magic to see Sven's body so he'd understand he's not coming back. He started singing, and the song was then reciprocated by the whole penguin colony, a fitting tribute to a long life partnership.
Oh, Karis. An end of an era then at Sydney Aquarium.